In Anaheim and Huntington Beach, rank-and-file police officers have voted no confidence against their respective police chiefs. Those officers are claiming low morale, bad leadership, even corruption. And it comes after a similar dust-up in Santa Ana involving officers of that force and its former chief, Carlos Rojas. It is a summer of battles there in Orange County, and Gustavo Arellano is with us for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Give us a primer of what happened in Santa Ana and how that manifested into this major battle and eventually a civil claim.
Yeah, so this all dates back to a pot raid a couple of years ago, an infamous pot raid where Santa Ana officers raided a dispensary and they didn't know they were being recorded on film, but they were recorded saying nasty things about some of the patients and then eating what appeared to be edibles. And so Chief Rojas at the time, he tried to discipline some of the officers, and that did not sit well with the police union in Santa Ana. Eventually, a court found that Chief Rojas overreached his boundaries, and so that led to the police union eventually saying, you know, we have no confidence in this guy. But at the time he said, oh yeah, you know, I'm just leaving for a better job. But in this claim that he filed in July, he said he was actually pushed out because he had information on some city officials that they were doing things that they weren't supposed to do.
A claim usually is a precursor to a lawsuit, a coming lawsuit. Such public rebukes, Gustavo, within departments are pretty rare in a very law and order focused Orange County. I mean, how are public officials and residents reacting to this?
And a lot of people are just taken back. Obviously, there's all, you know, not all chiefs are always going to be popular, but to see police unions be so upfront and frankly so rude in a way, for me at least, it's unprecedented in Orange County history. And this is not small little departments. We're not talking about like Seal Beach or, you know, what's another city? Aliso Viejo is covered by the Sheriff's Department, but this is Anaheim, Huntington Beach, and Santa Ana, three of the biggest police forces in Orange County.
Why are these things happening now, Gustavo? What are the underpinnings of these battles?
Well, obviously, a lot of police officers and the unions especially feel that police departments are under siege by the left, by society at large. And that's actually the common denominator for these three departments. They say that there's low morale, and that low morale comes directly from a police chief that they see is a little bit too cozy with the critics of the department. So, for instance, in Anaheim, Chief Raul Quesada, he's been a big proponent of trying to get a community that's very distrustful of the department because of a lot of officer-involved shootings, trying to get them to the table so the police union there doesn't really like it. And Huntington Beach is a little bit different. There, the issue seems to be that at least the Huntington Beach Police Union, they think that Chief Handy is doing some procedures that aren't conducive to having a better force. And frankly, they think that he's not advocating enough on their behalf to the Huntington Beach City Council, which, by the way, stands 100% behind Handy.
What is the next step then going forward, Gustavo? After a vote of no confidence, can a chief be ousted? Is someone going to leave?
Well, it's interesting because in Anaheim, Raul Quesada, he has filed his own claim, or at least a letter saying, hey, you know, I am under a lot of duress with this police department right now in the city. So I think Quesada's going to be on his way out. In Huntington Beach, that's going to be interesting because, you know, police chiefs, they are hired by and fired by the city council at their discretion. So what might happen, actually, in the 2018 election, kind of like what happened in Santa Ana, where the police union put hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to get city council members who are more in their favor and who could possibly push out a police chief. That's exactly what happened in Santa Ana with Rojas. Let's see if that's what happens in Huntington Beach.
A story we will certainly watch going forward. Gustavo Arellano with today's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.